The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband, DJ Automatic, is over here living the bachelor lifestyle, even though he's my husband. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
I'm the kind of bachelor, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yeah. You appreciate me today, don't you, Otto?
I appreciate you every single day, Dana. Mm-hmm. But I've realized that, you know, I live by myself, I think, for 5 years, 6 years, and I'm definitely out of practice. I don't have all the man skills that I had when I was living the true bachelor life.
What's going on?
First of all, feeding myself has become like a... when you have a wife who's fed you for the last 15 years...
I cook. I don't just feed. Yeah, I'm a cook. Yes, I cook 90% of the time. Yes, I do. Yeah. I feed all of us. Yes.
I realize I can't really cook anymore. I don't really do much anymore when it comes to feeding myself, unless it just means I go out to get something and come back home. So yesterday, I was like, what am I going to do for food? Because I'd already eaten chicken and ribs for 5 days.
I was like, yeah, man, stuff. Let's go.
And I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, oh, I'm going to go get some chicken fingers.
Oh, okay.
I'll just buy like 25 of them at one time, and then I won't have to go back out for like 3 or 4 days and buy food. I can just eat chicken fingers for 3 or 4 days. So I'm in the line, and the lady's like, oh, you having a party?
Oh, no.
And I was like, nah.
I thought you meant you bought frozen chicken fingers. Like,
no, I'm not going to give them the plug, but I went to a place that sells chicken fingers.
Okay.
And I'm in the line, and the woman's like, oh, you're having a party? And I was like, no, my wife's out of town. Or actually, I'm away from my wife right now, and I just need to have food to eat. And she just looked at me, and she goes, wow.
Wow is right.
You're going to live on chicken fingers for the entire rest of the week till Sunday?
I have chips and popcorn here, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And the other thing is like, for vegetables and whatnot, they cater the games. So when I'm at the games, I get, like, a real meal.
I'll do a Brussels sprout, because you're an NBA DJ. Yeah. Somebody might not know what's on at the games. Like, what are we talking about, Hunger Games? Like, that's what it sounds like.
Last game, we had pork loin and mashed potatoes and cooked carrots and all kinds of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
I was mad at him yesterday because, Anthony, he said, guess what I'm doing? I said, what? He says, I only use one fork, one spoon, and one glass.
Let's go.
No, let's not go.
All paper plates.
Let's do that here. When he's with me, there's like 50 forks in the sink and 500 spoons, and there's plates everywhere. So I have to wash them because, you know, I won't turn the dishwasher on. It's against my religion.
No.
I wash everything by hand.
If the dishwasher is against your religion, where does 50 chicken fingers for 4 days?
I have no idea.
Only 25.
I still can't believe you did the chicken finger thing, but I did appreciate.
I felt like it was really smart because it's like, okay, I can go out and go get, you know, 10 or not 10, but let's say 6 or 7 different meals at a minimum of $20 a piece.
That's That's man math.
Is that man math? That's man math. What did you spend?
So I figured that all those meals would probably cost me about $120. This cost me $50, and I don't have to drive anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And then by Sunday, you get the free upset stomach.
Yeah. Complimentary
of your decisions.
Changed clothes. Are you still wearing the same clothes?
I took a shower this morning. What are you talking about?
When was the last time you took a shower?
Dana, I have games. I have to shower before the games. I got to go shower after the game.
So 2 days ago before the game?
That's not what happened.
Oh, yes, no. I feel like this is a conversation that has happened pretty recently between you two.
He told me yesterday, I bet Anthony's grossed out because I'm wearing the same clothes for 3 days. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National Croissant Day, everybody.
Let's go. Flaky.
I don't know why.
Good.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Croissant. I love me a good croissant. A nice flaky, fluffy little, they're so delicious.
I bet you'd like one right now, wouldn't you, Otto, with your chicken fingers?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's down in the DM was, it broke my heart. Taylor just had a baby with her man, Hunter. They got back together. She's thinking it's really going to be different this time. Unfortunately, it went down in the DM.
I took you back so Harrison can have a dad, and you keep leaving me home alone. What are you doing to our family?
Jesus. Don't worry about what I'm doing. You're lucky I'm with you.
My God.
Hey, come on, man.
Someone else is going to want you.
Oh, someone's going to want her for real, and they're going to treat her right and be a better example for your kid.
I can't do this anymore. You're going to have to move back in with your mom, and I mean today. Pack your and get out.
Bull, you get out.
Fine. I will.
He is a jerk. But the question, though, that I asked was, should he be allowed to be a part of his son's life?
Yes.
And automatic 100%. He isn't a good person. He's not a good partner. But I had to remind Taylor, you chose to procreate with this person. Now you've brought a life into the world. It's not about your feelings anymore. It's not about his feelings anymore. It's about what's best for the child.
Which was kind of a shocking, you know, stance when I heard you talk to her about that, because I feel like he is kind of cheating on the family, and he is
100%.
Like, really disrespectful to the kid, because when you're stepping out like this, you know, the time it takes to invest into a side chick is the time that you could be putting into your child.
Well, I get all of that, and I don't agree with anything that he's done, but it is in the best interest of the child to have both parents involved in the child's life. Of course, it's better if mommy and daddy stay together, but you know what? Honey, this is the real world. You're still a family if you're not under the same household. I'm hoping he can be a better father. I've been through this personally. My two oldest daughters, I never kept them from their fathers. I never told them they could not see them, even though...
Which was something I didn't understand at first.
Well, automatic, and I know that. And I also never allowed drama into my life, because they need that relationship. They need that. They love their fathers. There was a time that they said I was the worst of all time and that their dad was the best and blah, 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 blah. I let that happen because I knew eventually that my daughters were smart kids and they had this idea of what a father should be.
Well, I think a lot of kids put their dad in particular on a pedestal.
Dad and mom.
Well,
yeah. Mainly dads, though. You're right,
yeah,
automatic.
Put it on the pedestal.
I know my daughters did, and I was hurt by it. But at the same time, they learned. And guess what? They do have relationships with them, and that's good. There's
nothing
wrong with
it. Stepdad, I didn't understand it, especially going into it like not having any kids, not having any experience with kids, and being like an insta dad. I was like, why would you even want to have this guy in your life? And it did not make sense to me. But then I realized that they were going to figure it out eventually.
Yes,
they did figure it out eventually.
They figured out who they are, and also what I taught them is, you can't try to make someone into something they aren't. You must accept them for who they are. Love them for what they can give you and not be disappointed by an idea in your head that doesn't exist. Mm. You know, I mean, I don't know.
That's, how long did it take you to get to that realization?
Like, it took a long time, Anthony. Yeah, it took a long time.
I couldn't imagine somebody disrespecting me like the homie did on the call, or, you know, the things that may have been said to you, and then turning around and being like, okay, well, you need to go hang out with your dad.
And not only that, Anthony, it took years when he would talk badly about me to my daughter. You know what I mean? To my daughters. And
that
I
was the part that I didn't get.
And I wouldn't say anything.
They don't need to go over there. And Dana was always like, no, they need to have a relationship. They'll figure it out. And they did figure it out.
They figured it out.
I think some people might laugh at this concept, but I feel like I would have to like make sure that, you know, my partner doesn't talk disrespectfully about me in front of the kid. That would be my concern.
Oh, they did it.
It's unavoidable, dude.
They still do it. I don't care. Yeah, my daughters know who I am, and I know who I am, and they love me for that. Whatever anybody else says about me is not going to change who I am at my core. So, yes, it's hard. It's hurtful.
And at the end of the day, they wanted a relationship.
And I put my kids first, because their well-being is what matters most to me. And they're happy and they're well-adjusted, and it took me a long time, and it took them a long time, but we're here. One big happy family. Okay, crazy, but happy. 877-730-DCS1. Have you gone through anything like this? Can you offer some advice to Taylor on how to get through it? Call us up, and we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You don't have to be together to be good parents. Now, I want people to stay together. I want people to get married and live happily ever after, like Cinderella. Wait, that's not a good analogy, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean? I want people to get together and stay together. That doesn't always happen. So that's why I always say, just because mom and dad aren't married, you're still a family. It's just an unconventional family. You know, I didn't even know my father. Now, we're talking about this. Because,
but at this point, it is a conventional family.
Yeah, it is.
More
right.
People have that set up than have the conventional way, quote unquote, conventional.
Yeah,
way.
You're right. You're right. And I shouldn't even say that, right? Because then it makes it odd. And I don't think there's anything odd about just being a family. It doesn't have to be mom, dad, kids all together under one roof. It can be grandma. It can be uncles. It can be, you know, whoever it is.
Some people have two moms.
Two moms, two dads. It doesn't matter. Exactly. And Taylor, you know, she let Hunter move back in. She just had a baby. There's a lot going on. This man is not good. He's not good to her. He was disrespecting her in a way that I just could not believe. And she wants them to make it work, though, because they have this baby. Obviously, it went down to the DM, and it's not going to work. Immediately, the phone started ringing. First of all, Dee Dee, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. So what kind of advice do you have for Taylor, and is it from firsthand experience?
I would. I firsthand went through it, and I just want to say my daughter watches the show, well, listens to the show every single morning before school, and as soon as he came up on the radio, she turned around and she said, ew, he sounds gross.
Oh! And children have such, they can judge character just from that energy, right? She felt it.
He was gross.
He was gross.
Definitely. Yes. But, I mean, I firsthand went through it, and I would say leave it up to him. You do everything you can for your kid. You talk to him about the dad in the best sense that you can, the good things about him. If your kid wants to go with them, okay, let them. And if the dad looks for him, let him look for him. Because when I went through it, my daughter didn't really ask for her dad. She got older, and as she got older, we just kind of let him come. We let him have the initiative, and just leave it up to him. Don't push your kid on him. Let him come to your kid.
So you weren't against the relationship. You just let it develop naturally. When he came around, you weren't like, hey, come get her. Hey, blah, blah, blah. You better pick her up. Or
and she figured it out on her
yeah,
own.
Yeah, and do they have a good relationship yeah. now?
Oh, now they do. He has like 3 charges on him, so he's a little bit of a felon now. But he's turned his life around, and my daughter firsthand saw that. She's 10 now, so she got to see him through the growth, but she didn't get to see the painful aspects of it.
You know, it's interesting. Maybe your daughter had something to do with him changing his life.
Oh, yes, because now he, instead of hiding from child support, he now calls and puts his jobs on there, and he says that he feels good doing it now.
I love that. Beautiful. He's a changed man. He's a changed man because of fatherhood. Yes. That's such a great story. Thank you for calling Mama Call Back anytime. I appreciate you listening so much.
Oh, we love you guys. Y'all make our morning every day. Thank you.
We love you, too. Thank you. Bye. You know, I think that the most shocking thing, what most people are saying is what we've said, Otto and Anthony, is that he was just not a good person to her in front of us. So to me, when that happens, when you're in front of people and you're able to mistreat someone, embarrass them, talk down on them, what happens behind closed doors is usually even worse. You know, so I never recommend people to break up. I only give advice that is asked, and Taylor asked, what should I do? I think you need to do what's going to make you happy, what's going to make you safe, what's going to be in the best interest of your child. And at that point, you know, I think, you know, she said she wants to leave the guy. Good. I'm not mad at it. And I hope that you guys can figure out a cohesive way to be parents and have visitation and don't, you know, blame that. Don't use that little girl and don't use that child to hurt one another. And that's it. Hopefully Hunter won't be ugly. You know what I mean?
Uglier.
Yeah.
Than he's already been, yeah. He's been a lot already.
Anthony, you're right. You're right. He's already ugly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I just found out The Wedding Planner, starring Jennifer Lopez, is 25 years old. 25! And she's revealing the most difficult scene of the movie. We're going to play her audio for you right now. But first, celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Tyla and Kid Cudi celebrating their birthday. Wrestling superstar Becky Lynch and Christian Bale celebrating a movie as well.
Batman.
So, The Wedding Planner was released in 2001, 25 years ago. J-Lo, back then, talked to ET News about the most difficult scene in that flick.
Just because we were doing a tango, and we had so much dialogue, and everything had to match at a certain time, and then with the camera moves and everything, it was really difficult. When you film a dance sequence in a movie, if there's talking, you can't have any music.
So Otto, in that scene where they're dancing the tango, remember when she realizes, oh my gosh, you're the fiance of one of my brides because she's the wedding planner? There's no music. They add that after they film it. That's so crazy that they dance like that.
Well, she's a great dancer. That's probably her best asset.
Well, I don't think so.
Other assets.
No, Otto, she's a great actress. I don't know what people are talking about. I'm sorry. People are always dissing Jennifer Lopez. She is so funny. She was funny in that movie, and I know your personal Jennifer Lopez favorite. You even asked me to watch
Monster
it.
Monster-in-law.
Oh, this scene right here is hilarious.
Don't you tell me what to do.
You did not just poke me.
Don't you touch me, you two-bit tramp.
Oh, oh my God. Viola, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
You don't go and slap somebody and then apologize. Get some backbone.
God, this is crazy.
I can see them going back and forth.
Jane Fonda in that movie is hilarious.
And Wanda Sykes.
Shout out to Wanda Sykes. Yes.
Yes.
Those two together, they should have had their own spinoff just of them two together.
Jennifer Lopez movies are so good. That one I loved, Made in Manhattan.
Jennifer Lopez, sometimes when it goes left with her, is that she plays Jennifer Lopez, the personal, like the persona is so big that it's hard to not act like that's just, oh, that's Jennifer Lopez in every movie she's in.
I know you said you love the movie Enough, which
yes, that's like my. That's the one where like, all right, I get down with it because she throws scraps with some dude who was like being mean to her or like
her ex. Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
abusive.
So I like that one. I like that one. That's like okay. Jenny from the Block.
I don't think I've
era.
Ever seen that one.
Oh, dude, you're.
You're not missing much. There's a reason I don't watch that one.
You're missing out on a lot of Hollywood greatness. Oh, it's almost up there with Anaconda.
I knew you were going to say Anaconda.
The original Anaconda.
No.
The original Anaconda with Ice Cube.
And Ice Cube. Yeah.
And Christopher Walken.
I heard Ice Cube say he wishes he'd never made the movie. It was so bad. Jennifer Lopez says the same thing. Okay.
Wait. Christopher Walken's in that is yes. in that movie?
Yeah, he's like the main guy. He's like
it's horrible.
I don't think I've ever even seen that movie, to be honest.
But you know, let's be real. We can go through a list of great Jennifer Lopez movies, but none tops this one.
Do you want to be with me forever?
Forever? You're it for me.
So let's just do it. Let's just get married right now.
Married? That's crazy.
You don't want to marry me?
Of course I want to marry you, but the right way.
What's the right way?
You know, with you wearing a beautiful white dress and your friends and...
Bridesmaids, Chris.
Lots of flowers and your family.
I don't care about all that. It's not the important thing.
No matter what you say, I know how important it is to you to have your family there when you're getting married.
I would love that. That would mean more to me than anything. But it's never gonna happen.
I just saw a recent interview with Chris Pettis, her husband, obviously when she passed, when Selena, the actual Selena, was assassinated, he said that was almost verbatim what happened in the hotel room when Selena came and said, let's get married. So I get really emotional knowing that really was exactly what happened. And just the loss of her, right? And Jennifer Lopez did such an amazing job representing
Selena.
She did.
That's probably her best acting role so far.
Most impactful.
If you haven't seen the Netflix Selena documentary that's out right now.
Oh, speaking of great movies.
Do yourself that favor. That I was in tears.
Get some tissue and watch it. All right. What's your favorite J-Lo movie? Did we leave anything off besides Anaconda? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text us. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.